Hey mom, thank you for joining me today. I'm very excited that you are with me today. So in the US, it is springtime. I'm not sure what season it is where you are. Drop me a comment and let me know, but eventually it will be springtime where you are as well. So in this episode today, I'm going to go over 9 different areas of spring activities that cost little to no money. This way you can save money this spring and still get out and enjoy some fun activities with the family without going over your budget. Let's get into it right after this.
Welcome to Frugal Living for Families. Are you ready to help your family thrive, not just survive on a single income? If so, you are in the right place. Together, we are going to save money, learn to be thrifty, budget the easy way, lower expenses, and work toward becoming debt-free. Hi, my name is Mandy Lewis, and I cannot wait to help you care well for your family, find peace, and change your family's financial future. So, reach your hand into those crumb-infested couch cushions, grab those loose quarters, and let's get saving.
Hey, did you know that we have an awesome Facebook group community? It's absolutely free, and I would love to have you come join us. We are an amazing group of women who just want to share ideas, tips, tricks, things that have worked for you and your family to help you save money, get out of debt, build up savings, become a stay-at-home mom if that is your dream, just any way to save money and help our families live more frugally, more simply, you name it. We'd love to have you over there. It's a fun group of women. So come over to facebook.com/groups/frugal living for families. Or if you just search on Facebook for the group Frugal Living for Families and come join us. So we know in spring, weather can be hit or miss, right? So we're really anxious to get outside. Sometimes the sun is shining a little more. It's beautiful with flowers blooming. So getting outside is a must whenever you can in the spring. So several of these budget-friendly spring activities will be outside, but stay with me and I will be getting into a few that are also inside as well, because as we know, with spring comes the rain. So on the rainy days, I'll have some ideas for you. So don't worry. The first outdoor activity is to get out in nature. Nature walks, hikes, your local parks. There are often trails where you can take nature walks and hikes really close to you. So do a search and find out what's close to you. If you are a part of any local moms groups, that can be a great resource to ask them, based on the age of your kiddos, what are some good trails that you can either walk, hike, or even bike ride or scooter that are great for the age of your kid? You can get a great idea of some local nature walks. Check out the trees, the plants that are native to your area. Be on the lookout for critters and bugs. You can point out certain birds, lizards, all kinds of things that you can find in the forest or out in nature in your area. And even areas where there are wildflowers growing in fields, botanical gardens in your area. You can often get tickets if they are something that costs money. A lot of times your local library will have tickets that you can check out and go for free. The next one is outdoor picnics. So who does not love a fun picnic? Take your kids, pack up some healthy, fun, easy finger food snacks, finger food lunches, and just go find somewhere to lay out on a blanket, maybe at a park where kids can also play, but it doesn't have to be. It can be at a local pond. Maybe you can watch the ducks, lay out, catch some sun, anywhere that you're out in nature and there's a nice flat space where you can hang out with your family and have some fun finger foods and just talk and enjoy the nature. And outdoor picnics are also a great idea to do with extended family. Get the grandparents, the aunts, uncles, cousins, and do a potluck style. So everybody brings some options that are finger foods, but a different variety, and you can all go and share and just have a great time. The third area is outdoor sports and recreation. So many of these that are low cost could include bike riding as a family, playing frisbee at the park, or going to the beach and playing frisbee, We have some local parks in our area that have frisbee golf, if that's something that your family has never tried. Playing croquet out in the yard. Anything that is going to cost some money to get some equipment, you can often look for that free equipment on your local Buy Nothing group or in your local moms groups on Facebook. The fourth area is some outdoor movie nights. At some libraries, you can rent out all kinds of equipment. So check with your local library. I know at ours, we can borrow an outdoor movie screen. So you can check it out at your library. It doesn't cost you any money, as well as a projector, and you can play the movies right there in your backyard. Just make sure it's dark enough so it's a fun evening activity, and pop some popcorn and just relax with your family and just have a fun movie night outside instead of in. If you cannot get a movie screen, a white sheet will do just fine. This can also be a frugal way to have friends over and enjoy an evening with friends and extended family. Another really popular outdoor activity in the spring is gardening. So if you have never tried gardening, maybe this spring is the time to do so. I have a great gardening video I will link for you on 6 tips to get started growing your own food. It does not have to be difficult, but in that episode, I talk about some of the best plants to start out with if you are a beginner. If you're not a beginner, expand your garden a little. Getting outside and getting your family involved in your gardening can also help them eat more vegetables, try new things. So get your family involved. It's a lot of fun watching your vegetables grow and then harvesting them and together as a family using them in a meal. The next area is check your area for some festivals and free events that are going on around town. So a lot of times your city website or there are Facebook groups that will actually talk about local events, and many of these are free. They encourage your family to come, movie nights at local parks, for example, concerts at the park. There are all kinds of get-togethers, parades. So look into the frugal and free events that are going on around town and go check out some of them. They may be new to your family and something that your family ends up loving and deciding to do as a tradition. Another great area that will get you out of the house as a family and learn some amazing lessons at the same time is to go do some volunteer work. I'm a huge fan of volunteer work. There are so many amazing organizations out there that need your help, and many of them do not require a long-term commitment. So looking for activities that are great for your age kids, where you can get your whole family involved, they can see the types of needs that are in your community and they can feel really good about helping out. Plus, they may learn some new skills at the same time. There are even some organizations online that will help connect you with many great nonprofits that need your help in just a one-time commitment if you want to try out several organizations. I recommend trying a variety and seeing what your family really loves. Okay, I promised some indoor activities as well. So on those rainy days, these are some great activities to do in the springtime. One is spring cleaning. And before you turn me off, hear me out. As you know, spring is a great time to focus on really deep cleaning areas of your home. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun maybe, but it can be a great time to air out your home, open windows. So it's a good time to do more dusting and deep cleaning, wiping down walls and things that maybe haven't happened in your home in a long time. As well as spring cleaning is decluttering your home. So getting out all of that excess stuff that you just don't need anymore. And what can be really fun in the spring or early summer is to plan a garage sale. So if your family wants to raise money, maybe for a goal, we've done this in our family as a raise our funds to go on a short vacation. We went to Great Wolf Lodge for a night and we did a big garage sale to raise that money. So all the kids actually were really excited to go through their stuff and get rid of stuff that they no longer needed. Whereas in the past, they weren't really motivated to do that. So it can be a really good time to declutter your home, get the excess out of your home, sell it for some money, or just donate it to. Either way, it's going to feel amazing to have your home refreshed. And by the way, if you do decide to plan a garage sale, I will have some tips coming up. So make sure you subscribe if you have not yet so that you do not miss all the great tips I'm going to be bringing you on how to have a great, successful garage sale that gets your family some good amount of money. And kids love helping out with garage sales. Okay, the next area is some DIY home projects. So things that maybe you need to do, maybe for maintenance that have been put off around your home, but maybe also some fun projects that you have wanted to do for a while. Like maybe you've been wanting to change the paint color inside your home. Spring is a great time to do that, get it all freshed, changed around, but changing up the appearance of your home can just make spring, summertime feel that much better. Another option is just moving your furniture around. This can be a really easy way to change up things in your home and make you enjoy it just that much more without any cost at all. Maybe you want to paint some furniture, upcycle it, change the colors of your nightstands and your dressers in your bedroom. It can be a fun time to find some inexpensive things at garage sales for new home decor or free on your local Buy Nothing group. Getting plants planted and put around your home can help your air, and it can just make it feel so much cozier inside. All right, and the last area I have for you today is spring crafts. Spring is a great time on those rainy days to do some crafts. Maybe you and the kiddos make some home decor, some spring flowers and things to put around the home. It can be a fun time to make some crafts to give away as little gifts. Things like making handmade soap, learning a new skill like knitting or crocheting, and learning to sew can be another fun one. Cooking and baking, that's another popular area. And in the spring, you start having some new fruits and vegetables that are around you in season. So play around and find some new recipes that your family can try out. And for some extra fun, give your kids a fun challenge. Have them try to find things around the house that they can repurpose into a fun little craft. Those tubes from toilet paper and paper towels, for example, string, thread, get out some glue, find some glitter, extra buttons you have on hand, and boxes that you may have laying around in the garage. Kids love getting creative, and you may be amazed at what they come up with. My kids have made a big cardboard car before with actual cardboard wheels, and they pushed each other around in the backyard. They had a great time making it and even more fun playing in it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Those are the 9 areas I have for you that can really save you money, but give you a lot of fun and things to do this spring, whether the weather is amazing or not so amazing. We need those rainy days too. And that is what makes spring so beautiful, is the rain and the sun. So you've got some great ideas. Get out there. Comment below what you love the most or something that you have never done as a family and you commit to trying this spring. Blessings to your family. I'll see you soon.